記唔記得我哋講過咧？快樂嘅方程式嚇係誒有係有三樣嘢嘅嚇。第一樣嘢咧就係、是、我哋生出嚟嘅嚇，即係嗰個50% 係你生出嚟係一個樂觀嘅人啦，定係悲觀嘅人係嘛？嗰度咧就誒好誒，即係好好重要啦。就50%，我哋快唔快樂咧係靠住咁啦。第二個咧。就是咧個環境啦，係嘛？環境佔幾多啊？記唔記得啊？幾多個 percent 啊？佔有冇人記得啊？
10%。
10% 係咪啊 ？Mimi 嚇。
哦，係啊。
個 percent 咋？然後咧跟住嗰四仲有40%，我哋可以製造我哋嘅快樂嘅啊。係咩嚟啊？嗰40% 記得嘛？
自己嘅選擇。
是我們的選擇，是我們那個叫做 voluntary activity， 是吧？因為我們可以去選擇去怎樣去做。所以我呢現在呢就想播一個 video 給大家看的，但有很多人看過的了。一個人叫做 Nick， 我不懂讀他那個 last name 啊。Voyages 啊，唔識讀啊嚇！佢係一個天生出嚟冇手冇腳嘅人，咁咧嗱，佢如果講個環境嚟講咧，佢係非常之慘嘅，係咪啊？即係你諗下，冇手冇腳啊，但係佢話咧 ，no legs no limbs and no worries 啊嚇，咁所以咧，我想。俾大家咧睇一睇呢一個啦，不過咧我唔知去咗邊，等一陣。睇下先啊。有一個我佢係有兩個 video 嘅，第一個 video 咧就係、是、講英文嘅。咁咧就大概10分鐘到嘅啫嚇，但佢有第二個 video 咧，佢就有中文嘅subtitle 喺度嘅，咁咧就可以即係唔識聽英文嗰啲咧都可以睇到。咁第一個咧，你唔緊要嘅第一個，因為咧睇下係咪呢個啊？可以啊
！Thank you, thank you very much. Good morning, everybody.Good morning, how you doing? You're fine? All sweet. Nice to see you. My name is Nick Vujicic and it's a pleasure to be with you. I have a wheelchair over there. It's my BMW 7 Series. Gonna take it to pimp my ride and get some spinning rims on it. And you know those fully pimped cars, you know, with hydraulic brakes and stuff. You know how they bounce around and stuff? I want to get my wheelchair bouncing.Like, if I can cross the road and go, bom, bom, bom. It's really cool driving that thing around. I have no arms and no legs, and I was actually born this way. And there's no medical reason why this had happened. So I have no limbs, but I have my little chicken drumstick. And we call this a chicken drumstick because, first of all, it looks like one. And second of all, sometimes my dog thinks it's one. And I tell you, man, it's so funny. He comes up to start biting on it, and I have...hit him in the head a couple times. It's nuts, man. It's so cool, man. I love to swim as well, and I actually float like a life jacket. I float upright like this, and then I have my little motor down here, and I go, bong, like this, right? And it's so funny when people see me for the first time. It's so cool. You're like, kids freak out. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, this little boy came up to me, and he goes, what happened? And I went up to him and I go, cigarettes. And there was this one girl who saw me and she goes, Mommy, look, it's an alien. So I went up to her and I went, rawr, you know. She's like, ah, you know. I'm running after her saying, I'm gonna eat you, you know. Freaking her out. So with my little foot, I can also write. This is my pen here. And I can actually write.And type with my foot, but I've learned how to draw and all this sort of thing, so that's pretty cool. I've learned how to type 43 words a minute on a normal computer, and sort of like a heel and toe combination. And I'm learning sign language with my foot. I'm learning it. Ready? Peace. Is that cool? Very cool. Anyway, look, we're going to have some fun today, and I'm just going to tell you the funniest story of all. It was so funny. I was in a car one day, and when you see me from the outside of the car, you have no idea that I have no arms and no legs, right? You just see my gorgeous face. And we're at the traffic lights one day, and this car comes up next to us, and this girl's looking at me, and I'm like, cool, let's have some fun here. So I know she has no clue that I have no limbs. And so I look at her and I grab the seatbelt in my mouth and I loosen it like this. And then in the car seat, I just did this. And she was like, you're freaking me out, man. It's very cool. Anyway, I have a couple of things to show you. I play drums. Do you believe me? I actually play drums. I get the drumsticks in my teeth. I'm just joking. No, look, I have a drum machine up here. And we're just gonna... So what it is, basically, it's a pad, right? And there's like 16 buttons. And so each button represents a sound, right? So I'm not pressing play or anything like that, right? You see my foot? All right? It's like... Like serious, okay? Ah. You like that? Well then... So that's sort of more like you're rocking, you know, sort of pop, whatever, but then you got the. Can we have some more volume, please? Give me some. Juice, right? All right, so here we go, right? So it's like... You like that? That would be really cool if I could get this on my wheelchair and play it while I'm driving and get some techno going, like, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah! There you go, you like that? Is that cool? Beautiful. So I have a tennis ball here, and I just want to show you how far I can kick this thing. And a lot of people are like freaking out, you know, how can you do that? And I just want to show you, it's really, really cool. Can I have a volunteer, please, to catch a ball for me?
Yep.
Let's see. Sure, I'll get you. How you doing? Yeah, see my finger pointing at you? Stand up. How you doing? Beautiful. What's your name?
Jake.
What is it?
Jake,
nice to meet you, Jake. Now, can I get you to do me a favor and probably just go up that way, see my finger pointing that way, just up that way a little bit. Can you guys make a little bit of a path for him to go in amongst the crowd a little bit? Beautiful. Now, just face me, Jake. Now, I just want to show everybody how far I can actually boot this thing. I'm a big fan of David Beckham. I love David Beckham. I love it how he curves that ball. And so I'm practicing, you know what I mean? So I'm just going to maybe just to get you to move back. Keep on moving back. Can we go on back? Can we go on back? I'm joking, bro. I can't kick that far. Come forward. It's all good. I'm just joking. All right, right there is good. Right there is good. Now, that's a pretty big kick, so I'm going to take a little bit of a run up here. So, let me just. Just. Woo! I was joking, it's all good. I just wanted to see if I get you scared a little bit. All right, here we go. Are you ready, mate? Now, when you get this ball, don't throw it back because I can't catch. You understand me? All right, you ready? Here we go. When you get this ball, just come up here on stage. Is that cool? Ready? 1, 2. Look at that. Jump up, mate, on this side. Beautiful. Now, Jake, hey, you having a good day today?
Yeah.
That's good. I'll get you to hold that for me. Beautiful. Now, wait. I'm not done with you yet, bro. All right. So I'll just get you to stand there, face the crowd. So anything new happen in your life today? School? How's school? Boring? Learn anything? No? Just cool or something? Yeah, cool. Did your homework? No. All right, cool. All right, so here we go. So I want to just be real with you. There's a cool game I want to play with you, if that's cool. I'm going to get your right hand on the table, all right? That's a cool ring. Got to get me one of those. Get a toe ring, you know what I mean? One day I'm going to get a wristwatch too. Anyway, just put the whole hand on here. Beautiful. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to play a game called Slappers, okay? Now, I don't know if you know what this game is, but basically I'm going to slap you, okay? And when I go like this, you've got to move out of the way before I get you. So it's a race between your hand and the chicken drumstick, all right? So what's going to happen is you got 5 shots, okay? And if I miss you once out of the 5, you win. Does that make sense? You only got to beat me once to win, okay? You ready? You said you were having a good day today, yeah? Yeah, that's good. It's going to change, okay? I'm joking. All right, ready? Are you scared? You're not scared? All right. All right, ready? Number 1. So when I go like this, you go like exactly, okay? You got to be quick, though. Okay, ready? Number 1. Okay! All right. That's number 1. Number 2. All right, number 3, I'll make it easier for you. I'll even look away and I'll close my eyes, okay? Now, is his hand still there? I've done this a couple times, so you can't cheat on me, all right? Now, close my eyes, your hand's there. Is his hand there? All right, you ready? All right, number 4. Give me a hug, man. I love you. Give me a round of applause, guys. Thanks so much, Jake. All right, real quick, I've got a phone up here. It's not my cell phone, but it's a normal phone. I just ripped it off the wall. I'm going to actually show you how I can actually flick this phone onto my shoulder. It's very cool. So, It's actually not always guaranteed that it's going to happen the first time. So what happens when you fail? Very good, very good. So can someone give me a sound for ringing phone, please? Thank you. I'm coming! Ready? Hey, is that cool? Awesome.
I want to talk about, like, when I started, you know, going to school and stuff, a lot of people put me down.
Okay, 我哋淨係睇到呢度。 頭先聽到啊，係咪啊？呢個
聽到。
邊個聽到？ 我俾翻你聽。
聽到啊，孫慧， 今次聽到好清楚。
OK， 因為頭先嗰個咧係即係佢嗰個係好好嘅嗰個係講佢點樣想自殺啊，佢出世嘅時候咁樣係。個人好樂觀啊，真係啊，好開心啊，見到佢。
OK，
聽到，OK，係咯，係呢個，係啊。
My dad was saying that he was, you know, his head was next to my mum's head as I was being born, and he saw my shoulder, and he just went pale. He was hoping my mum didn't see me because he saw that I had no right arm. And my dad had to leave the room, and he couldn't believe what he saw, and the doctor came in, and my dad said, my son, he has no right arm. And he says, no, your son has no arms or legs. And he said he nearly fell on the floor. He couldn't believe it. And the whole church was mourning, you know, like, why would God let the pastor's son be born that way? And my mum, at first, she didn't want to hold me, she didn't want to, you know, breastfeed me and all that. She just felt very uncomfortable for the first 4 months. And it took them quite a while before they could trust in God that he didn't make a mistake, that he didn't forget them or me.
Nick's parents gave their fear and even disappointment in their son's disability over to the Lord. They chose to trust God and his promise that he had a plan and purpose, a hope and a future for their son. But as the years passed, Nick, on the other hand, had many challenges trusting in a God that he felt gave him less.
I challenged God. I said, God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I won't probably have peace until you're in my heart, but I will not let you in my heart until you answer me, why? Why did you take my arms and legs? Why didn't you give me what everybody else has? And I said, God, until you answer me that question, I will not serve you. And so I wanted to end it. If God wasn't going to end my pain, I was going to end it myself. So at age 8, I tried to drown myself in a bathtub of 4 inches of water. I told my mom and dad, I'm just going to relax in the bathtub. Can you put me in the bathtub? And I turned over a couple times to see if I could do it. I couldn't do it. The thought that stopped me from going through with it was the love for my parents. Because I love them so much, and all they did was love me. And I thought to myself, if I actually went through with this, I pictured my funeral, I pictured my parents, and all I saw was guilt on their shoulders, that they couldn't have done more.
That would be the last time Nick would attempt suicide, but it wouldn't be the last time he would come face to face with those deep issues that made him want to end the pain. Then one day, Nick's mother had him read an article about a severely disabled man. And that man's story made a huge impact on Nick.
I have a choice to either be angry at God for what I don't have or be thankful for what I do have. And my mom, she said, Nick, God's going to use you. I don't know how, I don't know when, but God's going to use you. And those seeds started penetrating in my heart. And that's when I started seeing that there is no point in being complete on the outside when you're broken on the inside. And I found out that God can heal you without changing a circumstance. I gave my life to Jesus Christ when I read John 9 at age 15, where a man was coming through a village, and a man, this blind man from birth, Jesus saw him. People said, why was this man born that way? Jesus said, it was done so that the works of God may be revealed through him. And in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, it says, all scripture is God-breathed. And I believe God breathed in me life and faith. This faith came over me. This peace came over me. And I felt like God answered my question.
And what was the question and what was the answer?
The question was, why? Why did you make me this way? And the answer was, do you trust me? That's the question. And when you say yes to that question, nothing else matters.
But what was it specifically for you that made you say, Lord, I'm going to trust your word because I know it's true. I'm going to trust you even if I don't know what you have in store for me tomorrow.
Right. Because there was nothing else I could find. There was nothing else that could give me peace. I knew arms and legs wouldn't give me peace anyway, arms and legs alone. I needed to know the truth of who I am, why I'm here, and where I'm going when I'm not here. And I haven't found that truth anywhere else but in Jesus Christ.
And it was in Jesus Christ where Nick found the strength to do what many thought would be the impossible.
It's so hard to be strong when people constantly say, you're not good enough, go away, we don't want anything to do with you. Nick, you're a nobody. Nick, you can't do this. Nick, you can't do that. Nick. In life, if you don't know the truth, then you can't be free. Because then you'll believe that the lies are the truth. But once we realize that when we read the Word of God and you know the truth of who you are, I am not a man without arms and legs. I am a child of God. I am forgiven of my sins. I'm an ambassador of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm nothing but a servant of the Most High God. This is not about Nick. It's not about Nick's capacity and capability to become this conqueror. I am nothing. I'm nothing. God, though, lives in me, and I now live in His strength. And whatever Jesus conquered, I conquer. I believe if God doesn't give you a miracle, you are a miracle of God for somebody else's salvation. And I thank God that He didn't answer my prayer when I was begging Him for arms and legs at age 8. Because guess what? Because I have no arms and no legs, He's using me all around the world. And we've seen so far, approximately, this is conservative, 200,000 souls come to Jesus Christ for the very first time in the last 6-7 years. And What would you rather? Would you rather have arms and legs, Nick, here on earth and no arms? No. Whatever his will is. Because I'd rather have no arms, no legs temporarily here on earth to be able to reach someone else for Jesus Christ and then spend eternity with them there.
In the last decade, Nick has shared his story in 24 countries to over 3 million people. And whether he's talking to a stadium packed with people or one single person, his heart behind the message is the same.
God loves you, that he hasn't forgotten your pain, he hasn't forgotten your family. And maybe while you're watching this interview, you've compared your suffering to my suffering. And that's not where hope is, to know that someone else, in your opinion, is suffering more than you. That's not where hope is. But hope is in the name of God, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope is when you compare your suffering to the infinite, immeasurable love and grace of God. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles." I didn't need my circumstance to change. I don't need arms and legs. I need the wings of the Holy Spirit. And I'm flying because I know Jesus is holding me up. Don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you.
Okay.
怎能够有共同的一个目标？
OK， 好啊！大家睇完之后有啲乜嘢想分享啊？有啲乜嘢感受啊？你第二次听到啦，系咪啊？系。OK， 好啊，唔好意思，要睇大家睇两次。OK， 有咩感受想同大家分享嘛？
多谢我 Christine， 我觉得好感动啊！系，睇完佢，我真系想，即系听佢讲，我令我想喊。佢话我虽然冇四肢，但系我系神嘅儿子，即系佢知道自己系神嘅儿子系几咁宝贵。我希望我啲未信主嘅朋友早啲去成为神嘅儿女。佢话第时我有一个健全嘅身体喺天上系生活啦。 即係佢有個盼望啊！我覺得係好，真係好美啊！所以佢生長係咁慘，但係變為一個祝福，帶咗咁多人信主 ，it's a miracle。
所以我哋一路嚟講話咧，那個快樂嚇，即係唔係在於我哋嗰個環境係咪啊？環境。 10%，系咪？咁呢个系一个好好嘅一个例子同埋一个榜样。当你有神喺你嘅生命嘅时候，系可以你嘅生命系可以仍然好快乐，同埋好有意思添啊！即系好有意义，系咪 ？OK， 仲有冇人有一啲嘅分享啊？睇完。
我分享咧係好好感動啊！我喊咗啦，咁咧就仲有睇到咧，其實佢係好聰明嘅，佢係好有恩賜喺佢講道，佢同細路仔或者佢個人好 smart 嘅，所以神喺某一方面亦都俾到一個 window 俾佢咯，咁佢係有恩賜即係所睇到。 即係好多有健全嘅人講，即係好似我自己講，要我講到會悶死人啊！咁但係佢能夠同細路仔諗到細路仔頭先所做嘅動作咧，你知道佢已經有考量到點樣 surprise 嗰啲細路仔咯。嚇，即係我諗佢都即係要克服好多嘢嘅，即係唔係咁試下，淨係得。 一隻雞髀仔嚇，即係乜都冇，整隻雞髀，但係神就留翻嗰只俾佢，咁佢就可以用嗰個嚟寫字、畫畫，我哋游水都得嚇，又可以做其他嘅嘢，係咪啊？即係咧，係即係信相信神嚇，即係信神係好重要嚇。即係8歲嘅時候，想本來想自殺死咗嚇，但係咧係。
但是呢就是就是没有做到那么的时候就成为今天这样。所以知不知道他今天呢是结了婚啊，在南京
知道结了婚啊。
结了婚有四个仔女添啊。是啊，有四个仔女，最小的那两个是 twin 来的。所以四个即是很即神很恩待他们，即是一个很快乐的家庭，即虽然这样样，是因为神去做他在他生命里面做改变的工作。所以我想我们每一个人都可以这样，当我们将我们的生命去交给神的时候，我们是可以一样可以让我们的生命成为一个 miracle， 成为一个神迹。OK， 有没有其他的分享？好啦，如果没有呢，我们就讲回我们那些满东西了。好不好？我们呢就讲，我们还有15分钟可以，可以讲一点的。咁啊，我哋咧就係講翻我哋身體同嗰個快樂係咪？身體健康同快樂係。咁咧，我哋有好嘅健康咧係好重要嘅。我哋上次講咗social 啦，講咗 exercise 啦，講咗不住學習啦。咁我哋今日咧就講 diet 啦嚇，即係個飲食啊。咁咧，阿 Catherine 就喺度嘅。不過咧，我哋咧就唔使咁詳細，因為咧 Catherine 就俾咗好多嘅 classes 喺我哋嘅教會度，所以我哋淨係咧好簡單咁樣樣講一講呢一度。咁我哋睇翻我哋嗰個嘅，我哋嗰個筆記好嘛？睇翻咧我哋嘅筆記咧就係講飲食嗰度啦。好，咁咧就筆記嗰度有嘅嚇，咁所以我又唔係啊，我整咗筆記出嚟先。OK， 好。哎呀，呢個係蘇永瑞嘅，唔係我嘅。因為太多東西放在個 laptop 上，看看去了哪裡。看先，我不要搞了，搞到我亂了現在。有得他了。OK， 我們看回我們自己，我叫大家自己印了個 notes 出來，是不是？那我就想特別呢是只是講一講呢，現在很多人呢就是講飲食和發炎那個 inflammation 的關係看回個 notes 那裡講，當你的身體受傷或者呢受到一些外來細菌感染的時候呢，就會發炎來抵抗的，發炎是即抵抗這些的細菌的侵入你的身體咁解。但是呢有時候呢雖然身體沒有需要治療，沒有細菌侵入，但是你自己仍然發炎，這個就是有問題了，就是這個 inflammation 就是一個問題了。那發炎如果經常都是這樣發炎，就會導致有一些的問題了，譬如心臟的問題啦，糖尿啦，風濕關節炎啦，癌症啦等等啊。咁咧，如果你嘅飲食唔好啦，壓力又太多啦，又瞓得唔好啦，又缺乏運動啦，又好容易咧引起呢個 inflammation 啊，即係發炎啊，咁咧就會好唔舒服啦。咁咧，所以呢個 Mayo Clinic 嗰度咧就提議咧，我哋要避免以下四種嘅食物。咁你咧？可唔可以估到呢四種食物係乜嘢啊？
糖啊，
糖啊，係啦，糖啊 ，OK，very good。仲有咧，要避免，即係避免，唔係話唔食，即係唔好食咁多嚇，要避免。
Processed food 啊，
processed food 嚇，即係嗰啲製業誒叫咩啊？叫咩啊？
醃製品啊，
加工啊，加工嘅
加工。
啊，譬如咧係誒嗰啲誒嗰啲咩 pasta 啊，即係嗰啲咩意大利粉啊，嗰啲咩 macaroni 啊，嗰啲啊，或者咧係誒即係現成買咗翻嚟嗰啲咩？
誒，你一熱一你一熱就可以食得噶啦嗰啲。唔好食咁多嗰啲啊！
系啦，即系诶，唔好食嘅咧，即系要食你自己做嘅新鲜嘅嘢咁样样。诶，咩啊？
系咪因为佢放咗啲嘢啊？
系啊，
佢就摆
咗 process 过啊嘛，佢
放嘅嘢喺入边咯。仲有啲咩啊？仲有啲咩要避免食噶？糖啦，诶，加
炸
炸即系用乜嘢炸？
高温唔得啊！
啲油啊，有啲咩油啊？叫做
油炸香油，
嗰啲
油啊，萬年油啊，啲舊油炸嚟炸去嗰啲啊。
OK， 仲有咧
？Fried food，
仲有
碟
啊，有一樣喎。仲有一樣咧，就係紅肉啦。
啊，紅肉啊
，red meat， 唔好食咁多。
OK， 好，咁咧，所以呢個 Mayo Clinic 嚇，即係而家整嘅 Mayo Clinic 咧，就即係避免提議避免咧減低呢個 inflammation 嚇，咁我哋就盡嚇就要避免呢啲啦嚇，反式脂肪啊，即係。即係你唔係完全唔食，不過咧就即係盡量減低佢，唔好食咁多。咁啊，即係嗰啲 trans fat 嗰啲啦嚇，反式脂肪嗰種糖啦，經過製煉嘅食物啦 ，processed food 啦，同埋太多嘅紅肉嚇。咁啊，要食啲乜嘢啊？多啲蔬菜 ，OK。
蛋白咧？
蛋白哦 ，OK， 係好啦。蔬菜啦，生果啦，係咪？仲有食多啲咩話？仲要多食啲乜嘢啊？其實我哋有兩個營養師喺度，阿 Chill 都係。
誒，食多啲誒 Omega 3嘅食物，例如三文魚。
OK， 係啊，多謝啊，多謝啊，阿 Dietitian 喺度，阿營養師。OK， 仲有冇啊？
乾果，
乾果啊，好唔好啊？营养师
，actually 咧，乾果咧，都要小心嘅吓。第一咧，脂肪高啦；第二咧，你要睇佢个 ratio 咧，即系因为譬如好似杏仁啦，嗰啲 omega 6比较高，咁咧，应该拣一啲个 ratio， omega 3系高啲。咁例如咩咧？譬如macadamia nuts 啦。同埋 walnut 應該係最好嘅，佢個 ratio 最好。
咁開心果咧，開心果好唔好啊？
係啊，開心果咯嚇。哦，開心果，開心果就個 ratio 冇咁高嘅 omega 3。我可以 send 啲 info 俾你哋，我好似做咗個 article 講呢樣。
啱啊。
好，咁咧係啦。
但係我想講咧就係。即係好多人著重有啲咩唔好食，但係實際上我哋中國人咧都係做得好好，但係都係食得唔夠，就係蔬果。即係如果你係食到譬如五杯咧，一杯好似拳頭咁大嘅時候咧，同我開翻個 video， 好似好衰咁開 video。我哋即係我想講，即係譬如好似拳頭咁係一杯咁啦嚇，咁即係嗰五杯蔬果、三杯蔬菜、兩杯水果啦，係已經好幫到你嘅啦，即係好 antioxidant 啦，又減低你個 cancer 20% 咁。即係嗰啲係好幫助呢個 oxidative stress 啊嗰啲嚇，咁所以記住食多啲乜嘢，因為有時我哋做人係中意食多啲咩，成日叫你唔好食咁多，你成日諗住心思思想食嗰樣嘢，咁所以做一個明智嘅消費者，即係睇 food label 啦，因為好多有 hydrogenation 啦，即係你 check 有冇 trans fat， 即係嗰啲好緊要咯嚇。
嗯。
啊，仲有一條我想講多樣就係、是、好多人好中意用 air fryer 咧。嚟整肉啊！但係 actually 肉咧，如果佢係高温咧，佢係會 cause 個 inflammation。佢呢啲 AGE 唔知道你聽過未咧？嗰、那個 advanced 咩？都唔識讀啊 ，gly gly whatever end product 總之一堆嘅高温係整肉係唔好嘅嚇。
嗯，咁要點整啊？
哦，你咪可以蒸啦，你好多方法嘅炒啦，中國人咁多嚇。
係，
即係我意思，即係而家好興 air fryer。air fryer 咧，我發覺都係做蔬果係比較。I mean 蔬果即係譬如你 air fry 啲 cauliflower 啊、eggplant 啊，即係嗰類。但係即係肉咧，我都係覺得係我哋煎啊、焗啊，即係嗰啲比較好啲嚇。
OK， 好啊。阿慈輝有冇啲嘢想？
方便
咯，但係
即
係
你
隔個 temperature 嗰個
先翻到呢，
唔
得350或者
380
咁啊，咁低少少啊。用低啲嚇 ，OK。嗯。哦。即係用低。有啲人話都係啦，即係因為煮咖啡都係咧，佢話到 85°C 嘅煮嘢就係，即係比呢個 boiling point 啊低少少又比較好啲喎。佢話高太高就會失咗好多營養喎。
嗯 ，OK， 好，咁啊，多謝大家嘅分享嚇。咁要多食啲乜嘢咧嚇？咁我就 summarize 咗喺度啦。即係呢個就 omega 3頭先啊 Catherine 同我哋講嘅 omega 3豐富嘅食物，好似三文魚啊、tuna 啊。每星期咧食2至3次魚，食豆腐啦，食核桃啦，係咪啊？flaxseed 啦，黃豆啦嗰啲嚇，即係蔬一邊嗰啲，蔬邊嗰啲，同埋食多啲生果、蔬菜啦。嗱，你飲水啊，嚇，即係唔好掛住飲嗰啲汽水啊，或者嗰啲咧好甜嗰啲嘢啊。我哋話即係盡量即係唔好嗰啲。嗰啲糖分唔好咁高嘛，係咪啊？咁所以咧，飲多啲水就咧可以唔飲嗰啲糖入嗰啲好多糖嘅飲品。咁咧仲有咧食一啲七彩食物，唔係七彩顏色嘅食物，唔係一個食物有七樣顏色喎，唔係係咧你嘅碟入邊咧有唔同嘅蔬菜生果咧係有唔同嘅顏色，咁咧。因為咧唔同顏色嘅食物咧係有唔同嘅維生素同埋嗰啲 mineral 嘅嚇，即係啲礦物質嘅咁樣嚇。咁仲有咧就係唔好食煙啦，唔好飲咁多酒啦嚇，即係少少唔緊要，不過咧即係唔係醉酒嗰啲咁樣樣。同埋咧唔好飲得太多咖啡因嘅飲品，因為咧係影響你個睡眠。方面嚇，即係會有啲人會飲都瞓唔到啦。太多嘅時候咧，就會有啲人加糖入去啊、奶啊嗰啲落去咧，就其實咧就冇咁好啊。即係咖啡本身係 OK 嘅，但如果你唔飲得太多，但係咧，但係通常係啲人加得多啲糖啊嗰啲嘢落去咧，又就冇咁好啦。就汽水啊嗰啲嚇，即係都係有啲好多鉛酸喺度咁。咁呢個咧都係即係我哋即係都係一啲人咧係 recommend 嘅嚇。OK， 仲有冇其他嘅嘢喺呢一方面係要講㗎？即係食一個好嘅飲食，就即係唔好有。即係令到咧唔好咁多 inflammation 啊，即係個發炎嗰度啊，呢個係。
如果你揀飲揀食，好多有啲好多嘢都唔肯食，定係偏食咁好唔好啊？
聽唔聽到啊？你哋其實聽唔聽到個Winky 讲个问题啊，
听唔到，
有两阿 Winky 听唔到啊，先答咗阿 Christine 个问题先好唔好啊 ？Christine 就讲话即系啲拣饮择食嗰啲，讲啲细路点算啊？
有啲人汤都唔饮，菜都唔食噶喎，
点算啊？咁 俾阿 Catherine 同埋阿 Jill 答啦。
咪即系我谂咧，细路仔嘅饮食咧，啊 ，actually 咧，佢哋都好模仿大人嘅。咁啊，即系所以首先系从自己开始先啦。同埋即系我谂，嗯，即系如果你仲有啲细嘅小朋友咧，可以从小教佢哋，即系譬如去到超级市场又可以教导佢哋。identify 唔同嘅蔬果啊，同佢哋一齐煮啊，即系尽量增加佢嘅兴趣。嗯，即系我觉得呢样嘢咧系好紧要，即系你要 model 咯、啊。即系我亦知好多大人，即系佢某啲嘢唔中意食，咁佢又以为佢细路仔唔中意食，咁所以系一个 process 嚟嘅。啊，即系我觉得吓，咁、啊、但都有好多嘢系可以做嘅，去引发佢哋去食一啲比较好嘅食物。我 actually 以前咧，即系我即系我而家有个 high school program。以前咧，我成日讲啲 high school 就好难改嘅，但系实际上都唔系嘅。根本上佢哋即系你令到佢哋一班人学习都系可以改到吓。咁我谂以身作则咯，我谂我系吓，即系同埋佢哋一齐去做一啲开心嘅嘢，好多亲子嘅运动，即系亲子嘅活动都系可以做啦。譬如一齐整下馒头啊，整下。雲吞啊，你可以切啲菜落去啲雲吞度，即係有唔同嘅方法，同埋即係有咁多嘅蔬菜咧，係一定佢有啲係佢哋會食啦。咁我會覺得我唔會 give up 嚇。
嗯 ，OK， 阿 Wing 一個問題咧，就話點樣知道有嗰啲發炎啊？嚇，咁其實你你其實嗰、那個你嗰啲。佢哋嗰啲風濕啊，嗰啲全部都係嗰個同個發炎係有關嘅。咁即係如果你發覺身體咧，譬如個免疫能力又差啊，你有周身骨痛嗰啲即係咩風濕關節炎啊，即係嗰啲嘅情況咧，其實好可能咧，即係同你嗰個 inflammation 係有關啊。咁你咧就～即係可以咧喺個飲食嗰度開始嚟到去即係調節一下咁樣樣啦。細佬哥都有嘅，即係年輕都會有嘅嚇、啊，所以個飲食都幾重要啦，即係嚇咁即係 inflammation 嗰個係一個好大嘅 topic 嚟嘅，其實即係可以講成日嘅嗰個，即係一啲嘅 workshop 啊，即係講成日咁樣樣。
可唔可以補充少少？即係如果你好 concern 你個inflammation咧，咁所以有個 marker 叫做 C-reactive protein 嚇 ，CRP 你可以 Google 下。咁有個 blood test 你可以 check， 即係有啲人係好 acute inflammation 嘅時候咧，佢嘅 CRP level 係會高嘅。
咁啲 acute 先至會知啦，即係如果你就。那些就未必會知道，但你如果發覺自己的周身都不舒服那些，就可能真的要在個飲食那裡開始著手了。 OK， 好，那我們今天就到這裡了，差不多時間了。好了，我們呢就